Welcome to Healing for Your Heart. Healing for Your Heart is a daily radio program brought to you by Amelia Kenya. God wants to dwell with you, to love, to guide, to protect, and to provide for your daily needs. God's design is for you to enjoy His presence. Healing for Your Heart is possible today. Here is your author and speaker, Amelia Kenya.
We are looking at the concept, with whom does God's presence abide? In the previous lesson, as we endeavored to answer this big question, we learned one thing. Number one, that God's presence abides with those who have a desire for Him. So that is category number one. God's presence abides with those who have a desire for Him. Today we want to look at the second category. With whom does God's presence abide? And today we are answering that question and we want to say God's presence abides with those who seek His face. God's presence abides with those who seek His face. I want us to begin by looking at Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 and 12 to 13. Scripture that we know very well. Let us read it together. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Father, we are grateful for this opportunity to sit at your feet to learn and to know more about you. May you help us today as we endeavor to look at with whom you abide. Speak to your people, Lord. Minister to everyone that is listening, but above all, I pray that at the end, by the end of this lesson, you will draw us to yourself. Begin with us and end with us, for we have prayed this in Jesus' name. We shall go back to that scripture as we continue with the lesson. Today, we want to look at three major points. As we look at God's presence abiding with those who seek Him. Point number one is those who seek God find Him. Those who seek God find Him. A heart that thirsts to hear God always hears from God. A heart that longs for God's presence also finds Him. Those who seek God behold His beauty. In fact, those who seek God, together with King David, can reiterate, they can sing the words that David wrote in Psalm 27, verse 4. Together they can say, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. When we seek the Lord wholeheartedly, we find Him. It is His promise. You see, like the law of gravity, which is very natural, God also fulfills and stands with His word. He watches to perform it. Rarely do you jump up without expecting the obvious. Gravity dictates that you are going to come down. You see, look at God's own promise. Look at God's words to you today from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 27. Look at His promise for those who desire Him. This is what the Bible says. Deuteronomy 4:29. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, you will find him. God does not have to think about this promise on a day-to-day basis. His spiritual laws are going to fulfill it accordingly. There is no one single person who has sought the Lord with all his heart who has not found him. It is one thing to think you're seeking God, but it is yet another thing to seek God wholeheartedly. God has a way of showing himself to those who delight in seeking and walking with him. In fact, you cannot hide it. It disseminates your talk. It oozes out in your own actions. It shows up in your choices, and it is very evident in your decisions. In fact, it is like a magnet. Every time you are close to it, you are very, very attracted. And these are the kind of people with whom you will either seek to have fellowship with, or you're going to avoid them. If you're around them, you're going to find that your spirit is very, very uplifted. You have a desire to walk with them. That is because they have an intimate relationship with God. So they also draw you to God, and you desire to have that same intimate relationship with God. Those people who have God on them, God's presence with them, have an insight in things that is very rare. They possess a wisdom that is very timely. They have a wisdom that is very needful and that is very meaningful. When you follow them, you'll find that they are not hasty in decision making. In fact, you wonder why you never looked at situations in such a manner when they talk. You'll appreciate the way they articulate whatever they are saying with a lot of accuracy. They have a preciseness. They are very concise in the way they convey information. You can sit by them or around them and you feel that they actually have a fresh spiritual breath. Not only do they have a fresh spiritual breath, but they have this spiritual fragrance. It points men and women to the goodness and to the greatness of the Savior. But conversely, these are also not the kind of people with whom your spirit will desire to sit when you are out of fellowship with God. They appear to have an inner eye that sees just beyond the outward facade. They are not judgmental, but you feel uneasy in their presence. So as they radiate Christ, you find that you are attracted to the true God. God's light also shines through your heart. It shines to the hidden, to the private chambers, which may be very obscure to man. As you continue sitting in their presence, you find that God's presence is also compelling you back to himself. And then your heart begins on this inner search. You get convicted. And then at that point, you have a choice either to get right with God or to run away. But God's hand through those people continues to woo you. His hand of grace, his hand of love continues to attract you. So point number one, we have said, those who seek God find him. And then point number two for today, you can have God's presence. Our second point is that you can have God's presence. You see, God's presence is not limited to specific people. Anybody who is willing to pay the price can have and can enjoy God's own presence. You can live in God's presence. You can have as much of God as you desire. In fact, his word is true. His word was true to the children of Israel in their wilderness, and it is true to every Christian today. After Israel sinned and departed from God, God also departed from their camps. But when he departed, God did not shut the doors against them. In his own grace, he gave them a formula that works for anybody, that works for every Christian who desires God's presence even today. So even though his children would be taken captive, even though they would be enslaved because of their sin, they could get back under the umbrella of God. That is because God's desire was always to dwell amongst his own children. So let us go back to that scripture we read at the very beginning and look at what God told them as he set a very clear open door for them so that they would get back into God's umbrella and have his presence. Jeremiah chapter 29, and let us look at verse 11 to verse 14. This is what God told them. And by the way, he was speaking to them while they were already in captivity. God is already driven them because of their sin. He said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place where I caused you to be carried away captive." You can have God's presence. God was leaving an open door for the children of Israel, and this is our open door also. You know, just like God's children were in bondage at that time, you may also be in your own spiritual bondage today. You may be bound and very far away from God. But God has an open door. God is thinking about you. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord." What is he thinking about? Look at God's thoughts. They are thoughts of peace and not of evil. They are thoughts to give you an expected end. So God is not looking at you in your bondage and saying, "Yes, you deserve it. Stay there, suffer the consequences." No. God is thinking about you today, and that is the reason he would send a message like this to tell you, "My child, the door is open. You don't have to remain in bondage. Come. Come back." Why? "I want you to live in peace. I want you to get out of evil. I have an expected end, a good end for you. So come." God is thinking about you. His desire is to see you get back to a life of fulfillment. His desire is to see you go through life fulfilled, fruitful, serving him, living in peace, and enjoying life with him. So you can get back to God. You can have God's presence today. So how do you do it? Look at what he says. "And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And then I will be found of you." And after you have sought and you have been found of God, then he tells us again, "Then I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all nations and from all places whither I have driven you." So it doesn't matter how far you have gone, God's hand is not too short that it will not reach out there and bring you back to himself. It doesn't matter how far you may be, there is an open door. And then point number three for today, I want to reinforce and remind you that you are God's candidate. You are God's candidate. God has good plans for you too, just the way he had for his children in those times when they were moving to the promised land. God's plans are to prosper you and not to harm you. God's plans are to give you a future and to give you a hope. God wants to walk with you. God's desire is to overshadow you with his presence. And so when you make one move towards God, God is going to take a stride in your direction. I want you to look at God's own promise to you for that. In the book of James chapter 4 verse 8, God says, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded." So draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. You are not going to make one step towards God, and God remains still. He is going to make counter steps as he comes towards you. I don't know if you have watched The Way of a Shepherd with His Sheep. There is no shepherd in his right mind who turns away when one of his sheep walks in his direction. In fact, the shepherd would be completely out of character if one sheep would run to him and then he did not stop to attend to that sheep. And then if a shepherd, human being, can do that, how can our great shepherd do that or not do it for the children? How can our great shepherd not run towards his child when he's running towards him, when he has been in danger and he's making his great move towards God? When we call, God hears. When we cry, God comes to our rescue. When we knock, he opens the door for us. And I'll think about it. What will he do for those who are going to seek him? God partners with man to accomplish many tasks in the world today. God uses men. That is all he has. He can do without us, but he chooses to work with man. And so all his children are candidates. You are God's man, you're God's woman for this moment. You are God's choice for these times. Yes. Who knows? Who knows that you actually have come to be where you are and in the position in which you are at such a time as this? Will you burn with a true passion for God's presence? If you do, you'll be very surprised at what God will do. You know, it is man who hinders God from moving because he won't let go of himself and walk with God. It is man who binds himself because we hold so tightly to what hurts and binds us instead of releasing it so that we can live by the truths of the Word of God. But today, will you be one on whom God can count again to make a strong fence for yourself? Can God count on you to make a strong fence for your children? Can God count on you today to make a strong fence for your spouse, for your family, for your church, and even for your own nation? You see, this world is not going to change without people who are going to purpose to seek God. The world is going to remain the same if we won't find people, or if God doesn't find people who will turn their backs totally to sensuality. Those who are going to incline their hearts to God and say, "Lord, I want you." God is looking for people who can change the world, through whom he can work to change the world. Those who will say no to the insensitivity that is surrounding us. those who are going to hear the cry of those who are bound, who are held in sin, and those who are living devoid of God's own presence. Today, God is still seeking those who will understand the times in which we are living. God is seeking people who will see past the flukes, past the schemes of the enemy. Those who can comprehend the bondage and the damage that the enemy has caused us. God is seeking people who are tired. His children who are tired of being lukewarm. People who are tired of being defeated. God is out and searching for Christians who will make a difference. Make a difference not just in their lives, but in the lives of many others who surround them. Just as it was in the days of the prophet Ezekiel, God is still looking for a man, for a woman who can stand in the gap. God is still looking for people who can provide spiritual leadership. God is looking for those who can fight for the weak, those who will have a cause, who will see the cause, who will stand for a cause, and those who will cause God to avert evil. I want you to turn to Ezekiel chapter 22 and look at verse 30. Look at what the Bible says. God is giving us a description that mirrors our times today. Situations that happened many, many thousands of years ago, but you read it and it looks like it was written yesterday or this morning. Look at what the Bible says, Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery, and have vexed the poor and needy. Yeah, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And then look at what God is doing. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. God is looking for those who will stand against the oppression that prevails in the land. God is looking for his own children who will stand against the robbery, those who will stand against those who are vexed, the poor, the needy, those who will stand against the oppression of the stranger wrongfully. Will you seek him today? Those who seek God, find him. You can have God's presence. And lastly, you are a candidate for God's presence today. Will you seek him? Will you stand in the gap? Let us pray together. Our Father, we bless your holy name. We exalt you for who you are, and even for what you are. Thank you for the open door that you have set before us today as individuals, even as families, as houses of God, and even as a nation. Lord, may you help us to find you today. Draw our hearts to you today. May you find a people who will stand in the gap for homes, for those who are weak, for those who are weary, those who are oppressed. May you find a people who will stand strong for the cause of Christ today. Raise men and women. Raise young men and young women. Raise children who will burn with the desire to follow the living God today. Heal our land again. Heal our homes again. Heal our lives again. Heal our hearts again today. Father, we love you, we exalt you, for we have prayed this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Healing for Your Heart. You can contact Amelia Kenya through her website, ameliakenya.com. That's AmiliaKenya.com. There, you will also find spiritual resources through her books, Prayer and Spiritual Warfare, Spiritual Victory for the 21st Century, Back to God for Healing, The Power of a Woman, and God's Presence, The Missing Something.